Good evening. This is KD2AIG, net control for the Black River Valley Servostat. My name is Jeff. Temperature here is currently 3 degrees. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff, and Happy New Year.
KA2ZNZ.
WA2U.
Okay, there's a three right there off the top. Okay, we'll start with M2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on up there?
Well, good evening, Jeff, Jack, and everybody else on the net. Happy New Year, everyone, in case I don't get on tomorrow night, though I probably will. We've got a temperature also of 3 degrees. Some relatives fully agree. Well, what do you know, Jeff? We actually agree fully on something. What do you know? Anyway, the temperature range today was 3 to 37. Of course, that 37 was at midnight last night. And we did have a light dusting of snow, more of a heavier dusting to about a half an inch in Lowellville. And from the way they're talking, the wind directions, the worst of the lake effect is go north of us and then south of us. We go north, southwest and then northwest wind. So I'm glad to hear that for a change, considering I went through my snow totals. It's 58 inches so far here on the mountainside this season, and I think that's the highest I've ever had in the 22 years that I've been up this way, this time of the year. Okay, well, there isn't too much else to offer, so I'll say God bless and 73s to all, and whoever I don't speak to between now and then, Happy New Year, and to PSF.
Okay, George. Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. I'm not sure if I'm going to be here tomorrow night at 9 or not. So if I'm not around, or somebody, anybody's free to pick up the net there tomorrow, anybody's free to pick it up anyway. If anybody wants to do it tomorrow, if I'm not here, feel free. All right. Yeah, George. I still think they're a little unsure yet where that snow is going to go, but well, I guess we're going to find out. The lake effect's always kind of tricky anyway. All right, George, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. Stay warm up there. 3 degrees. It's going to get cooler, too. All right, K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, and George, everybody on board. Well, about the same here. We had high of 38 around midnight. Right now, we're down to 14.5, and that's supposed to go quite a bit lower than that. Most of the day it was light flurries, sunshine, then light flurries, then sunshine and flurries. So it was kind of an oddball day down here today. And we picked up probably an inch maybe at the most within the month of March. It's kind of wind blowing around. But I guess that's about it. I'll say Happy New Year to everybody. We don't catch tomorrow night. I am back on the Omni. You probably can gather that. My beam is froze up again. It sure gets chilled with these low temperatures. Anyways, 73 is all around. KAT, how is it?
Alrighty, Jack. Yeah, you sound pretty good, even though you're not on the beam. There's a very little bit of static way in the background. You can probably even tell. Matter of fact, I didn't even notice it until you mentioned it. So you sounded good there, Jack. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, Jeff, WA2U, and good evening to Jack there and George and the people out there listening. Peter disappeared for a while. We've got one that's close by frequency-wise. I think it just did a capture effect on the receiver. So that's about 16 degrees over here. a little bit warmer, not sure why. And yeah, we're not sure we'll be around tomorrow evening or not, but we'll see what happens. It's late 70s when I got my license on New Year's Eve, so it's kind of an anniversary of sorts. Yeah, I didn't do a lot today. We ordered our, put the official order in for our stoller for our house. A Lopi, it's called, a brand of Lopi. What is it now? Lopi, I'm trying to think of it. Cape Cod, it's a hybrid. So we're really psyched about that. They're going to deliver that, and they're going to put the, there's a pipe there, but they're going to redo the whole thing. That's going to happen on January 14th, so hopefully they'll have some, they got it all figured out, so the, I guess the stove weighs about 600 pounds, so everybody's going to get their work out. But it'll be good. It's a highly efficient, 80-some-odd percent efficient, and 0.4 parts per million, so anyways, yeah, we were working on the house and working with a contractor. I guess the power was off a little while up there today in the, on the Route 365, but John gave us a call, and I guess stuff was okay there at the house. So, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say good evening to everyone, and the best for the new year for those that we might not hear. And I know those CW fanatics, it's straight key night tomorrow evening. Get out the old straight key. WATU, back over to you, and we'll listen here for I'll say 73 from myself and Kathy.
Okay, John. Jeez, I didn't know that's how they pronounced that. I always thought they were called Lopi stoves. I don't know. I've only seen them online, so I haven't heard anybody ever pronounce them before. But, yeah, I've always heard good things about them. There's a good website out there for all things wood stoves or pellet stoves or gas or any kind of heating. It's called Hearth.com, H-E-A-R-T-H.com. And you have a lot of dealers in there, and you have regular users, and a lot of people with a lot of knowledge in there, and they always talk very highly of those stoves. So, and I was just, while you were talking there, I Googled up the Cape Cod there. I'm looking at it here online. Looks like a, well, I guess I don't know if you're getting the insert or the standalone. Which are you getting?
Oh, we're getting the standalone, because he's got a beautiful hearth up there, and my father years ago put a big wall up with the stone, you know, the stone that he made right to the ceiling. So we're getting this stove with a little, the 4 feet on the bottom. I think the window's 20 by 13, and it's going to have the blower on it and stuff, so we'll be able to dissipate the heat. We're going to get the black one, WATU.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, that's the one they have here. I'm looking at, yeah, it looks like a very, very beautiful stove there, so I think you're going to enjoy that. And, I'd like to get something like that for up at the year, but I don't know if I could justify the cost for just a for the camp up there. We don't use the wood stove all that often. But, good luck, and I bet you guys will be really, really happy with that. All right, John, thanks for checking in, and you and Kathy have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Hey, good evening. What's up?
We're just 1 degree above zero here, and it's heading down. It's going down a couple of degrees an hour, and all the auctions called today. I wanted to make sure that I knew that they were all going to be on different days of the week. The holiday kind of messes everything up.
So you said they were all today?
No, they all called on the phone wanting to let me know what day to attend.
Oh, Roger, they all called today. Okay. Yeah, the holidays have really thrown a wrench into my work, I can tell you that, and that and other things, but okay. Well, you keep warm up there on the hill, and I didn't have much luck with that trailer, by the way. I got tinkering around with it a little more, and I've kind of thrown my hands up in the air, and I think I'll just take it down to that trailer place and pay the money and let them do it. I've had it. I've spent more time on that than I have. So that's what I'm going to do. I think there's something funky going on in the wiring anyway. Because there's more to it than meets the eye anyway for me. But all right, Ray. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KC2 QXG, good evening, John.
KC2 QXG, Sean, good evening, what's going on tonight?
I just kind of hunkered down here by the coal stove. It's about, well, it was 9 degrees earlier, it's up to 12. And kind of a blustery day here. Really not much going on. Looks like tomorrow much of the same. So just going to kind of hunker down here, I think, for the next couple days and see if we can stay warm and maybe do a little radio stuff here and see how that goes. So. Other than that, not too much new. 7-3 and have a nice new year if I don't talk with you and everyone on the net. KC2 QX2, back to you.
Okay, Sean, you got a fine signal coming in tonight. Was it last night or the night before when you checked in there? You were a little scratchy, but you sound good, and you're out there towards Jackie sounding good too. So there must be good signals tonight, good propagation. So everybody should. That's a good time to have it when it's nice and cold out there. That's when you're going to be wanting to be on the radio the most. So, all right, Sean, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, we had a bunch of, we had one errand to run today, and didn't turn out the way we hoped, and ended up having to spend the whole day this errand. But it's over for now anyway, and back home, and tomorrow is another day. I'm back at it tomorrow. Alright, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
AC2NBU, if you want to stick around after the net, I'll explain that wiring and have you just write everything down. It's really, really, really simple.
Roger that. We'll wait here after the net. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency to regular MCUs. I'd like to thank George, Jack, John, Ray, and Sean for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2 AIT. Go ahead, Ray. I was following the diagram. What was it? Yellow was left, green was right. And I started out just for one blinker at a time. You know, left and right. And white is ground. And I couldn't get either. I could get the right blinker working, but I couldn't get the left blinker working.
Okay, well, first things first, you take a power source, either your charge pack or a battery or a small battery charger, whatever you got, and you hook the negative to the white on the trailer, and then you take the positive, brown should light both tail lights on the dim filament. Green should light the right turn signal, and also it's also the same bulb is used for the brake light. And then yellow is going to light the left turn signal and also the left brake light. And once you establish that happens with an outside power source, you know the trailer's right. And if it isn't right, you can make it right before you tackle you're going to have an adapter to go from the car from the twin bulb system to a single bulb system on the trailer.
Okay, I can give that a shot. I do have a charge pack here. I could buy I can probably get that going here without too much of a problem. I still have a feeling that that yellow wire isn't doing anything, no matter what we tried. It doesn't seem like it's lighting anything up. The only time it lights up is when we hook it up standard, you know, with everything hooked up. So, but yeah, I'll definitely give that a shot.
Yeah, the first thing is make sure the trailer wiring's right. And so that'll save you $100 right there from what you're going to have to pay at the trailer place. And then as far as the car goes, you have to buy the diode, they call it a import to domestic adapter. It's a 5-wire to a 4-wire. And what that does is it allows a car that has separate turn signals and brake lights like yours to operate a trailer that doesn't have separate brake lights and tail lights. You see, they're using the same bulb on the trailer for the brake light and the tail light, and your car doesn't do that.
My car has a 4-wire on it, though.
And why are you telling me you're going from a 5-wire to a 4-wire and you had to connect 2 wires together?
The 5-wire was on the trailer.
Well, 99% of trailers are all 4-wire, unless, of course, they have electric brakes, and then they're 5-wire.
What I'm saying is, maybe I said it wrong. The plug had 4 jacks in, but there were 5 wires going into that plug. You understand what I mean on the trailer? So there's 4, you know, 4 plugs in the adapter, but there's 5 wires going into that plug. You understand what I mean?
Unless they have 2 grounds, well, what's the 5th wire for? Got 2 tail lights, and each tail light has got 2 wires, and then you got ground.
I have no idea what it's for either. I think that's why they were telling me down there at the shop that those 2 wires on the inside get wrapped together. I'm not sure what that means, why that, I don't know. That's why, after a while, I threw my hands in the air. I'm like, I don't understand. Because I was thinking of the diode too, but everything I saw was like what you said, going from 5 to 4. I'm like, well, I'm not going from 5 to 4, not in that direction anyway. So, I don't know. I got to take a look at the plug that I cut off again. And see if I can figure it out. This is why I don't like soldering things and putting the things with wires together, because I always end up getting confused on it.
Well, there are 2 wires you can connect on the trailer harness, and those are the 2 tail lights. Those are the 2 parking lights. Because you have 1 power source coming off the back of the truck, and 2 lights to light. So those are the 2 that are going to be connected together.
Right, and that's, yeah, because when I first hooked it up, I didn't wrap the 2 together, and only 1 side was working. Then when I wrapped the 2, then the running lights were working on both sides. And, you know, I hook it up as conventionally as they say to do it, yellow to yellow, green to green, and then those 2 wrap, and, you know, the white to white. And everything works except for when you try to use the blinkers and they just both come on. Now, everything I read about that said that it's usually a ground issue somewhere. I don't, you know, maybe it is. Maybe that's what I'm missing.
No, you need to take your jump back and a couple of alligator clip leads, and you need to make sure that you have every wire connected correctly. Like I said, brown and white is going to light both tail parking lights. In other words, they're both supposed to be dim. And then white and yellow should operate the bright filament on the left side. And the green should operate, green and white is going to operate the bright filament on the right side. And on your car, when you put the brakes on, it lights both tail lights at the same time. Whereas you put the turn signal on, it just lights one at a time.
Roger, I understand. Yeah, I've definitely got to do that. Yeah, I'm going to do that before I, make any decision on what to do. But I still, there's something under there that isn't conventional. It's not, something's not right on it. I can almost guarantee you that. There's something not right with that yellow wire is what I'm thinking, but I'm not going to be able to find out until I do what you recommend there. But yeah, thanks for that advice, Ray. I just, I've been, there's so much going on this week. I start tinkering with it, and it just, boy, I get frustrated with that stuff quick. I don't know how you guys do that in the shop all day.
Well, information retrieval, it's all a case of knowing where to go to get the right wiring diagrams and troubleshooting, pinpoint tests and all that stuff. It's just a case of knowing where to look. And makes all the difference in the world. I love Google.
Roger that. Yeah, I'll have to get up there on that e-trailer site. I think it was e-trailer.net had a lot of those diagrams. But, well, maybe I'll give it another stab there. I got a lot of stuff going on here tomorrow, but maybe I can get out of there on New Year's Day and poke around a little bit and see what I can come up with. And, maybe I'll figure it out. I don't know. I'd like to get it figured out by Friday. I'm not sure yet, but I might be able to take a trip up there to camp and snowmobile in for the weekend and enjoy the ice cold. All right, Ray. Well, thanks a lot, and I'll let you know how it turns out, KD2ENT. JUV for Act 10 on Attic County Traffic and Emergency Net for any stations who'd like to check in.
November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray, good evening, on traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Good evening to you. Any other stations out there like to check in with Act 10 tonight? This is Act 10, Attic County Traffic Emergency Net, here for all stations who'd like to check in.
This is WA2U, good evening.
WA2U, good evening, John. Thanks for checking in. Any others out there to check in with on Attic County Traffic and Emergency Net, please come now.
I don't know if you caught me the first time, KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, thanks for checking in. No, we did not get you the first time, but we certainly got you the second time. So, any other stations out there for Act 10 tonight? This is Act 10, looking for stations with or without traffic to check in. Okay, final call for Act 10, Attic County Traffic Emergency Net. All stations who'd like to check in, please come now. W2JUV, clear of the repeater, QSY back to 145.1773.